Grace and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God for our devotion this morning is recorded in the book of Revelation. We read in the first chapter beginning at verse 4. John, to the seven churches in the province of Asia, grace and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, a greeting, we might say, can prepare us for what is to follow. Thinking about Jesus' death recently on Good Friday, think about the greetings that the employees of funeral homes give us when we go to a visitation. When we get to the door and they greet us with a serious and somber hello, there are no surprises. We know that the experience of death is to follow. On a better note, think of how God the Father must have greeted the Lord Jesus when Jesus commended his spirit into his Father's hands. His Father may have said to him, "Welcome home, son. Well done. You have completed the work that I gave you to do. And after your body has been in the ground for 3 days, I will establish you as the ruler over all things." As the women stood at the entrance to Jesus' tomb on Easter morning, they received an Easter greeting from the angels. "He is not here. He has risen just as he said." The angels' Easter greeting set the stage for the women's joy and comfort and hope. Jesus lives. Our victory is won. This Easter greeting is also most fitting for us who are the faithful witnesses of Jesus' resurrection from the dead as true God and our Savior from sin. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. What better way to greet those to whom we are about to share the good news of our Savior and theirs? And so this morning we look to these words in the revelation of Jesus to the Apostle John as a good Easter greeting from the laborers in Christ's vineyard. Well, see, first of all, it's a good greeting because it extends grace and peace. And secondly, that it is an Easter greeting that comes from the living Christ. Some greetings cause fear and trembling. I think back in the day when some of my friends received greetings from their draft board during the Vietnam War. Or how would you enjoy getting a greeting from the Internal Revenue Service, knowing that an audit certainly was to follow? The people in the seven churches of Asia were suffering great persecution and poverty, as we recently reviewed. And we saw that while they certainly were churches, and there was much to commend them for, that the risen Christ also had criticisms of them for things that they were doing that were not pleasing to him. And yet we notice that even with those criticisms and the call to repentance from them, that our Lord Jesus greeted those churches, greeted those people in love He gave them an Easter greeting, grace and peace, which were theirs in Him. God did not greet the Apostle John, nor did He tell John to greet the churches in anger. Rather, He reassured them of His continual and undeserved love for them. What better way for you and for me as faithful witnesses, as personal evangelists to other people, than to share that good news with them from the living Christ? He is not here. He's risen, just as He said. And through us, He greets them. Grace and peace to you. I'm not still angry with you. I'm not hostile to you. There's no need to fear me or think that I'm punishing you by the crosses that you must bear in your lives. What a good Easter greeting in our faithful witness. We can assure the guilty, the fearful, the doubting, that in the living Christ, God's grace, His undeserved love, and His peace in this life and in eternity is theirs. Whatever sufferings, whatever burdens, whatever temptations that we have to face, we face them in that context of that Easter greeting. Grace and peace to you. Jesus' resurrection guarantees that Easter greeting is not just a group of empty words, that it's not just an empty promise. John gave those believers a greeting that they could hang the hat of their faith on every day of their lives. Every day of their life, they would get up with that Easter greeting, grace and peace be yours, in their hearts and in their minds. This was the greeting of the angels to the women. This was the greeting that Jesus used when He met with His disciples on Easter night. The very first thing He said to them was, "Peace be to you." This morning, as I often do, and as pastors often do, I greeted you before the sermon, "Grace and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." That is the greeting that we hear in God's Word every morning when we get up to go to work, to go to school, to go and get the results from those medical tests, to go and have to face a disagreeable relative or boss or employee at work. You and I enjoy the blessings of that Easter greeting from Christ. And as laborers in His vineyard, that is the greeting that we take out and share with others. The Apostle John knew that grace and peace would be Christ's greeting also when He comes again. How we look forward to the second coming of Jesus. Our text in some pericopes is used with the end times toward when Jesus is going to return again. And you and I don't have to fear that trumpet sound. We don't have to fear the end of the world or seeing Christ when He appears, because we know that He is bringing His eternal grace and His eternal peace for us. Grace and peace that we enjoy already in the midst of sin and in the midst of difficulty. Grace and peace do not just fall from the sky magically. They don't just appear for no reason or have no source. And so when John wrote his inspired greeting to the seven churches who would read his revelation, John describes the source, the one who speaks those words of grace and peace and describes him. Grace and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. Notice a description here of all three persons of the Trinity. You and I are faithful witnesses of the true God. John describes the Father as him who was and who is to come. Our God is eternal and unchangeable. He describes the Son as that faithful witness, the one who always tells us the truth, who is the firstborn from the dead. Now we know, of course, that Jesus chronologically is not the first person who ever rose from the dead. But he is the firstborn from the dead in the sense that he is the primary cause of all resurrection. His resurrection is the source, the power of all resurrection from the dead. And then he talks about the Holy Spirit as the seven spirits before his throne. We talked about that in one of our sermons, in our sermon series on the letters to the seven churches, that here perhaps John is indicating the sevenfold gifts that the Holy Spirit gives to us. But what John is really saying is that grace and peace come from all three persons of the Trinity, from our God, our living God. All false gods, all idols are dead because they do not exist. But our salvation was created, the plan for our salvation was created in the eternal mind of God. And the Father determined that he would send his Son to carry out that plan of salvation, and that he would accept it. And then the Holy Spirit would come through the Word, through the Gospel, and would call us to faith in that salvation, and then be accepted by our Father also through that faith as we hold the righteousness and the sacrifice of Christ. As faithful laborers in Christ's kingdom, as we sang in our sermon hymn, you and I are witnesses of the one true living God. A God who is and was and who is to come, who doesn't change. A God who is faithful, who reveals himself to us in the Scripture, who is the firstborn among the dead, who rose again as victor over all of our enemies, and the Holy Spirit who calls us to faith in that God. You and I share that good news with our family, our friends, our acquaintances, with all the world as faithful laborers in Christ's kingdom. Jesus Christ loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. Our Lord Jesus is the ruler over our hearts and the ruler over all things. What a wonderful message you and I have to share with the world. To share that risen Savior who appears in his word. To greet the world with his words of grace and peace, established by his death and confirmed by his resurrection. This morning we think about evangelism, but we're still in the Easter season and we think about Easter songs. What is the Easter song we sing as we labor in his vineyard and as we reap the harvest of souls he has prepared To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. And now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.